Let me try to preach to you a little bit. I'm just so scattered anymore. I kind of halfway thought I knew what I was going to say. Let's see. Exodus chapter, let's see here. Let's start over here somewhere where I've got it marked. Okay. Exodus chapter 8. We'll start reading. And I'll have to hurry. But, you know, God had, in the book of Exodus, the first part, God had revealed himself to Moses, the burning bush. And Moses had turned aside to see why the bush was not consumed. And, you know, God told Moses his plan, I want you to go. How many years had they been there? 400 some odd years in bondage. And he said, I want you. Moses was hid out on the back side of the desert. Any side of the desert would be bad enough, wouldn't it? Huh? But the back side of the desert. Amen. God finally got Moses convinced to go and lead the people out. He went before the Pharaoh. And you remember the story? He threw the rod down and had the contest with the magicians. And God sent plagues upon Pharaoh. And then the Bible said that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. He's going to give him a little lesson here. Several of them. He got him in the notion of letting them go, and then he hardened his heart till he just said, I'm not going to let you go. But God sent Moses in to lead the people out. He gave them a plan. And I don't remember, brethren, where he gave them plan B if plan A didn't work. He just gave them a plan.
That's right.
He said, go in there. He didn't say go in there. And if Pharaoh is pretty easily entreated, then slip out of there and come on into the promised land. And if he gives you a hard time, well, we'll do something else. Huh? Well, that just wasn't the way God did it. Praise God.
Listen.
I said, that's just not the way God did it.
Come on.
Praise God. So the plagues got on Pharaoh, and the first few plagues, he just hardened his heart and said no. And then I'm going to begin reading where Pharaoh begins to break a little, and he offers Moses a deal. And the Bible said that Pharaoh called in verse 25 of the 8th chapter. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye. No, look at this. Sacrifice to your God in the land. Now Moses had told him, we're going to go and sacrifice unto our God. Now I want you to notice what Pharaoh said. He said, go and sacrifice to your God in the land.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. Just sacrifice to God in the land. Well, Moses said, it is not meet so to do. For we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God, and he shall command us. And Pharaoh said, I'll let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far. Have you ever read this? You ever noticed this before?
Yeah.
He's just, I never was much to deal or trade. I knew I was going to get burned. I just went ahead and got burned and quit fooling around. Because I know I was going to get it. I couldn't deal, couldn't trade. That's why I just lift this other stuff up to you guys. I'm going to get a burden is what I'm going to get. But I tell you, Moses stood his ground. He said, you can go sacrifice, but don't go very far. And Moses said, I'll go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord of the swarms of the flies, and so on. And then I'm going to turn over, and I'm going to read some more. The things got hot again on Moses. And he said, go out, amen, and but don't take your children with you. Another compromise. Things got tough on him. And he said, venture out, but don't take your children with you. Well, I don't read where Moses said, all right, Aaron, got another proposition for you. Come over here. What do you think? Sounds pretty good. No, Moses never first time thought, well, maybe we ought to give a little here and, you know, just have a little compromise and little deal here. He didn't do it. And so he said, no, we're not going to leave our children. Notice, he said, you can go, but not very far. Now he says, you can go, but leave your children. No. Finally, he gets a little tougher on him. I'll tell you, spend a few nights with the frogs, you're ready to deal. Huh?
Ready to deal.
And so he comes back and he says, all right, go on. Go on, take your children with you. Just go on, take your children with you. But leave your cattle.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you know, there's a deal going on here.
Yeah.
Leave your cattle behind. And I got to hurry. But Moses said, and I like it, he stood his ground. He said, no, I'm not going to leave a child behind. I'm not going to leave one hoof behind. Lock, stock, and barrel. Now I know. I had a message. I just tried to find a text, and this one suited me good enough. But I want you to notice, hey man, the attitude of Moses. He did not back up on what God ordered him to do, even though some of the deals was pretty good. They weren't what God said. Huh? You ever look up the word compromise? Now don't get nervous on me. But did you ever look up the word compromise? Let me see. I wrote it down over here. I want to read it to you if I can. It just come out of nothing spiritual. It come out of the Webster dictionary. But this is what compromise is. It's a settlement of a quarrel where each party gives up something. Huh? Do you hear me? We're in a compromising generation. Aren't we? And, you know, it seems like the church world has got in such a frame of mind that they're ready to deal. Huh? They're at the point where, you know, they want to get folks in the church so bad. And they want to be successful.
So bad.
And they want to be thought well of.
So
huh? They want the world. Really, it doesn't matter what the church people thinks of folks anymore. That's not as important as what the world thinks about it.
Yes,
and they want to be so accepted in the world that so they've sat down at the table and begin to negotiate.
Right.
Come on now. And so they have, you know, there's not any reservations in a lot of folks to stand their ground anymore, to have something in their life that they won't trade off.
Right.
Well, I've heard folks say, I've been there when somebody walked in and say, is that a car out there for sale? And say, anything I got here is for sale except the missus. Huh? You ever hear them say that? There ain't nothing here that ain't for sale. I remember building a house. I was pastoring a church and had a Christian school, had 60 kids, and was preaching out and got a notion I wanted to build a house. Well, I needed a place to live. I was a carpenter by trade, and so I set out to build a house. Phew. And I got it. I got my brother owned this little log cabin. That hadn't been lived in quite a while, and he said, you can have this to live in till you get your house built. Well, it didn't sound too bad. I could tough it out for 3 or 4 months, but it took me about a year to build my house. And I'm telling you, it was tough going. We stayed in that thing through the winter. I mean, I had 2 stoves and a fireplace and kerosene heater in that little old house. And you get it heated up real good, and it did wonderful till the wind blew, and it blew it right out the cracks right out in the yard. There's times I went out in the yard and I thought, it's warmer out here. Huh? It just depended on which direction the wind. And so I got to build on that house. I built that. I think I drove just about every nail in that house. I done the sheetrock work and the block work and the, you know, I was trying to save money. And I built it. Oh, I done everything. It's got a 10-12 pitch roof on it. I sheeted that roof by myself. I know you're saying, I don't know how either. Just a miracle of God's all I know how. Yes. Couldn't talk none of my neighbors into getting up on that steep roof and helping. Yeah. But I said that to say this, when it was all said and done, the house of praise, you know, it ain't no mansion. But I told my wife when we finally moved in, I said, I wouldn't take $1 million for this place. She looked at me like, wouldn't take $1 million? I said, I know, because I know I'd have to build another one. And it wasn't worth $1 million. You know, it wasn't just a little while after that, it wore off. And, you know, and things, I got to tired of making the payments, and I put a for sale sign out, and I didn't ask $1 million for it. Y'all with me? Y'all understand what I'm talking about? Y'all not yet. You may not understand any of it before I get done. But I want to preach to us a little while tonight. Amen. There should be some things in our life that are not for sale. There ought to be some principles in our life, amen, that we will not compromise on. There's sometimes, Brother Collins, there's some things in our life that we cannot sit down and negotiate, amen, with it because it's not ours to do so. Come on now. I wish you'd help me a little bit here. I'm going to preach a little bit in a minute, maybe, if the Lord will help me. Amen. But you see, we're in a church world. Amen. You know, the brother mentioned the scripture where the Bible said, if you're lukewarm. You know what that means? I've been thinking about that scripture. He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold than lukewarm. You know what lukewarm is? It is a compromise of hot and cold. Huh? Come on now. This ain't too deep, is it? It's a compromise. Hey man, hot gave a little and cold gave a little, and you get this mediocre medium. Hey man, neither hot nor cold. It's a mucky old grayish looking murk that ain't worth nothing. Bible said, God said he would spew you out of your mouth, out of his mouth. Hey man, I want to tell us tonight, hey man, whatever happened, hey man, to the spirit, hey man, of the people of the Bible. When Moses was dealing with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh made a decent proposition, don't go too far, leave your children. Notice some of the things right there, and this is not what I'm going to deal with, but I want you to notice there were some things that Moses would not compromise on. He was not going to stay, amen, in Egypt. Number one, he was not going to have, amen, his religion in Egypt. God told him to come out of Egypt. I'll take you into a land flowing with milk and honey. Amen. Garlics and onions and leeks, whatever leeks are. You know, you raise those, Brother Collins. Amen. It's a wonder. Amen. But I don't know what all they had, but God had told them, I'm going to take you to a land that flows with milk and honey. I saw a tape back there where Brother Collins preached on where's the milk and honey. Is that right? Amen. That sounded pretty good. I wish I'd had time to listen to that. Amen. I want to tell you, we are settling, amen, for much less than what we really ought to settle for. Amen. We're too easy to sit down and say, well, I may not be able to hold on to this anyway. So we're like the unjust steward that when he saw that his time was short, he said, how much you owe my master? They said 100. He said, right, 50. We're too quick because it's not our property. Amen. Come on now. Amen. This steward, amen, was quick to sit down and cover his own future. Amen. In this old world, I want to tell you, we're too quick with our experience and our religion to accept any old offer that the devil gives us. And I don't think we have to, praise God. I think we can stand our ground and go into the promised land like God told us to do. Y'all ready? Is it already about 9 o'clock? Well, there's a curfew down home at 9 o'clock. The Holy Ghost has got to go to bed. Praise God. I don't know if y'all got that same curfew up here, but I'm just about ready to keep you up past your bedtime tonight. Amen, because I'm going to preach a little. Proverbs said, amen, remove not the ancient landmarks that thy fathers have set. Amen, that was a commandment against the Lord. I don't know about you, but I am about belly sick. Amen, of this loose goose, whirly church world. Come on now. Amen. There's no principle in the Bible, amen, that they'll hold on to and stand. They won't even let us hardly make a judgment. They preach against that. Judge not. They'll pull that verse out and saddle it up and jump on it and ride it all around the church. Amen. Judge not. Make no judgments. Amen. Boy, wouldn't that be a horrible world to live in where we go to the smorgasbord and we couldn't judge. I don't like banana pudding. I just have to eat it. Can't make no judgment about it. Amen. My goodness. Amen. What about it when you need to merge into traffic? Amen. You can't make a judgment. You just got to merge on out there and hope that 18-wheeler's not in that lane. No, that don't make a lick of sense. And can I tell you, we're going to have to make some righteous judgments about right and wrong. Amen. Heaven or hell. The straight and narrow way. Brother, God's looking for a church that has stamina and backbone and an uncompromising, amen, constitution about them that they'll say, take my life. Amen. But I'm going to stand on the truth. Praise God. Remove not. I'm not into my message yet, but the Bible said, remove not the ancient landmarks. Can you imagine how corrupt that'd be? Amen. For I remember growing up as a boy, my dad thought it real important. We had a mountain acreage there, 83 acres. And I think we had maybe 5 acres that you could walk around on. The rest of them was steep hollers. But I'm telling you, my dad, he said, now boys, I want to take you around the corners today. And he said, I want you to pay attention because something might happen to Dad and you need to know where the corners are. He got out the old deed and the old map and he said, now here's Dogwood Corner, where an old dogwood used to be. And it was still there. It may not be there now. But he said, old Dogwood Corner. This is not my message now. Preliminaries. I'm building up something maybe here in a little while. Amen. And he took me down Dogwood Corner down by the old cucumber tree. Big old tall cucumber tree. You could see it from anywhere nearly a mile around there. That old cucumber up above everything else. And he said, we're going to go down. And he walked us down by the cucumber tree and down a holler into the creek where the property took a turn. There was a cement block with a cow track in it. And he said, you go down here to the middle of the creek, and when the water's down, you'll see this cement pillar with the cow track in it. And how in the world he got that cow standing still long enough to put that track in there? I'll never figure that out. But it was a unique marker. There's a cement pier in there with a cow print in it. And so from that cow print, he took us all around. 83 acres of property we walked around that day. That's a good walk. And we walked around up and down them hollers. But it stuck in my mind. I'm 42 years old. That was probably 30 years ago. He took me through there. I can still see those markers in my mind. Oh, I wish I could preach to you a little bit tonight. Amen. I wonder tonight, amen, if there's any markers left in the world that people can still remember. Amen. This is the old path. Amen. Let us walk therein. Amen. I hope you'll help me preach a little bit. Amen. I'm believing tonight there's some things we cannot afford, amen, to compromise on. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. There's some vital things. And I'm going to just mention a couple of things that's on my heart tonight. Amen. But one thing, that there's something that is uncompromising that I think folks, amen, are making a bad mistake when they deal and trade and make it of none effect. Jesus said in John chapter 10, Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. Are you getting this? Are you hearing me tonight? I'm talking about, amen, a compromise. Things we cannot afford to compromise. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold. Amen. Only one entrance. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. What about that word? Have you heard it lately? He shall be saved. Amen. Do you still believe that? Amen. You say, brother, amen, this is at simplicity. You better believe it is. But brother and sister, you'll have to agree with me tonight. There are folks, amen, that have compromised the door, amen, the Son of God, the way into life everlasting. Oh, come on now. In this modern world, amen, of ecumenicalism, they call it, amen, the joining hands and leagues and making leagues of religion across the world. Amen. And the organized, amen, groups of churches, amen, help me preach a little bit today, amen, but we need to back up, amen, and not, amen, forsake, amen, the door of the sheepfold, amen, for the sake of fellowship, amen, with this group of people or that group of people. Unity, amen, in any man. I'm preaching tonight, there's some things, amen, that the devil would love to compromise us on. I think about our children. The brother mentioned 70% of our children not staying in the holiness church. Oh, I wonder sometimes, amen, if we let them, they just come and sing in the choir, and my children have never been anywhere but church. Amen. But I wonder sometimes, Brother David, if they are in this building without being in the fold. Amen. You can't just come in, amen, and be somebody's son or somebody's daughter. Amen. Come on now. Amen. God, amen, said, amen, a door in the sheepfold. We can only come in one way. And brother, listen, that way is Jesus Christ. Amen. I preach around a lot of places. When you preach on Christ, you don't get a lot of enthusiasm like you used to have years ago. But I wonder if they really came in by that door. Somebody help me preach. Amen. If they wouldn't be more enthusiastic if they knew He was the only way into life everlasting. We got so many shams. Listen to this. Amen. Neither. The Bible said, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. Praise God. I remember going back and... Are y'all helping me preach the best you can? I remember going back and saw a man under conviction in one of my revivals years ago. I slipped back there and asked him, I said, sir, are you a Christian? He dropped his head and his wife reached over and said, yes, he is. And I said, I tried to ignore her. And so I asked him again. I said, sir, are you a Christian? And she stuck her head back around and said, yes, he is. He's been baptized. Well, I smelled a rat there. Huh? Oh, come on now. You know what she was telling me. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. You can go out and jump in any river you want to jump in. Amen. But if you have not come through the door, amen, of the Son of God. Oh, I wish you'd help me preach a little bit. You think this is important? I'm going to tell you, little by little, we allow the doctrines of the Bible and the things that we cannot afford, amen, to compromise on. We can't afford not one little bit. Amen. There's only one door in the sheepfold. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. Oh, I wish I could preach the Son of God to you tonight. I'm preaching on this great compromise of our day. I preached a revival one time in a little church. I'm not going to get this preached. Amen. I was preaching in a little hotel. I may have told you these stories before. I've been here a time or two. When I preach, about 8 people come out. I know I'm not a great draw. I know that. But I was wanting to see more than 8 people. And we got, I preached to him for about 4 or 5 days, and he's coming up toward the weekend, and I said, I asked the old farmer there at the church, I said, you got a wagon or something you can let me borrow for Saturday? I said, we're going to have to do something. This is getting terrible. 8 folks, and I think your number dropped off that night. And I said, get me a hay wagon. I'll get you one. I said, you know, up there, I'm going to go up to the center town square. And I said, why don't he work for the town? Ask him if it's all right if I pull that wagon, amen, into town, in the center town square. I'm going to preach a little bit up there and see if I can't get a crowd out and get them out to church tonight. Well, he let him. I went in there, got the beauty shop there next to me. I went up and borrowed electricity off the beauty shop. Got out there on the hay wagon. I sung the best I could, and I preached a little bit, and I couldn't hardly get a crowd out there. Even acting like that, I couldn't get a crowd out. I said, well, this didn't work too good. I said, I got a few hours before church. I went out to the community, took the brother with me, and I went out to the community knocking on doors. And everybody come to the door was a Christian. Whole town full of Christians. I was in the wrong spot. I had need to go somewhere else. I couldn't find me a sinner nowhere. I need all up and down them subdivisions. Most of them went to the Lutheran church. And we went up and down the church. Finally, I come up to the door, knocked on the door, and I saw, you know, through the door was open, had the storm door closed, and I saw through the house. I couldn't help me and the brother, but I saw somebody make a moat coming toward the door, and it was the lady of the house. She come up off the back deck. You understand? She wasn't dressed real good. And she didn't put nothing on. I said, we need to get out of here. And she comes straight to the door. Can I help you? She never did cover herself up. Had her little bikini on or whatever you call it. And I thought, well, at least I found me a sinner. And so I said, ma'am, I'm preaching down here on Bumgardner Avenue, and we looking folks come out to the meeting. You know, we're going to preach the gospel to you. And you know what she said? You ain't going to believe it. She said, well, praise the Lord. And I thought, man. And you know, her husband led the choir in the church. Now you say, brother, that's ridiculous. You better believe it is. I don't know if you're getting this or not. Amen. But we got a lot of folks that are on board that said, I got in. I'm in. You remember, you remember Jimmy Carter being born again? Come on, don't fall out with me now. I want to preach to you. I heard on the radio, Lulu. You ever hear of Lulu? I heard Lulu talk about being a born again Christian, and she said, I just love being on Hee Haw. Y'all remember Hee Haw? Back before you got sanctified, y'all remember that? Huh? And she said, I love being on Hee Haw because all of the cast is beautiful Christians. Well. Now that ought to, hey, come on now. You say, brother, oh, you're trying to be mean here. No, I'm telling you that folks have so compromised what it means to be saved. Amen. The power team can come and lift their weights. Amen. Come on now. Oh, you're not having me preach. You're sitting too still on me. I'm going to tell you the price that the Son of God paid. We do not need, come on now. These coalitions that join together, amen, and join with the Catholics and all the other things that do not believe in the blood of the Son of God. I'm going to tell you there's some things we cannot back off on. We cannot shirk on. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We cannot just say they're a good moral man. Amen. Good moral men will go to hell if they don't come through that door. Amen. The Son of God. I think sometimes times we let it go by, we let it slide by. We say they sing good, they're good people, they pay their debts. But the Bible said they've got to come through and by the blood of the Son of God. Said there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. We come to a homeless church, we hardly ever hear the word Jesus. Amen. We talk about shouting, we talk about power, we talk about spiritual things, we talk about all the gifts of the Spirit, and we hardly ever hear the word of the Son of God, and He's the only access in, and we don't need to compromise His name. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Is that right? Somebody say amen tonight. Oh, help me preach. I got to hurry. I cannot. I like what the brother preached tonight in his little story. If you get the Son, you get it all. Come on now. Woo! Praise God. Y'all still out there? I want to preach to you a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the Bible said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I went to a city one time and didn't know anybody in there. I looked for a holiness church in the Yellow Pages to find somewhere to go to church. Oh, I wish I could preach tonight. And I found hundreds of churches in there. Huh? Hundreds of churches. Praise God. Hundreds of churches. But the Bible said, amen, for other foundation can no man lay. You know what is usually at the heart of every false doctrine? Amen. They have removed the deity and the glory and the power of the Son of God out of their religion. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I want to preach to us tonight. Amen. Moses would not compromise, not even a little bit. And you and I cannot compromise the entrance to life everlasting. Who is it? It's the Son of God. There's some things we can't afford to compromise. You know, the Bible said, Paul said, if any man preach you any other gospel than this that I have preached to you, if it be an angel, huh?
Even an angel.
Even an angel. Now listen to me. I'm going to preach to you tonight. Listen to me. I want to ask you, where's your Bible? I mean, I don't mean for you to answer me. I don't know. Thanks, son of the bed. Last Easter when I read it. Huh? I'm going to tell you, there's some things we can't afford to compromise. Oh, surely a little. Not one jot. And I don't know all about what a jot is. Or a tittle. But not even a jot nor a tittle. We can't afford. I read about a king that sat there and they brought him the word of God, brought him Jeremiah's book, and he sat there and he pulled out his pen knife and he did like some saints I pastored. I love my folks here from home church. It wasn't them. And they sat there and you preach and they take their pen knife, and if that's not exactly the way they want to live, is anybody helping this preacher? They take that old pen knife and they cut it out and throw it in the fire. Huh? Man, I tell you, I was preaching one Sunday morning, and I was preaching about how the Bible was against people maiming their flesh and boring holes in their earlobes. Yeah. And then putting gold stuff in there. And man, I got one so mad, they went out of the church on me. Never come back. Come on now. You say, well, brother, you shouldn't have said anything about it. How can you get around it? That's why I like on Sunday mornings just to preach the Bible, every verse, not even edge around any of them. Just take them all. Just don't right on, wade right on through them. Like a brother preached tonight, he was starting the first, just wade right on through every one of them. Don't swerve out of any of them. Praise God. The Bible said that men are wresting the Scriptures to their own destruction. Amen. This ain't my Bible. God called me to preach. He didn't say, take this book and build you some census and some ideas and opinions and then get you some reasoning and mix it all in. He said, preach the Word. Amen. How many loves the Word of God tonight? Amen. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. There's some things we can't afford to fool with. Amen. And one of them is the Word of God. There's no compromise. Give me 15 more minutes and we'll head south. Praise God. But I'm going to tell you the Bible. We cannot come to church hoping that they're going to preach our favorite text. We got to take the whole book and eat that book and love God and say, God, I love your Word. Huh? Bible said if they preach any other gospel, let them be accursed. There's going to be a lot of preachers in hell. Huh? Oh, come on now and help me preach a little bit. I'm going to tell you, I believe there's going to be a bunch of preachers in hell. Amen. Because false doctrine is going to send as many people to hell, I think, amen, as the essential sins of the flesh. I really do. People, why, you can just go to that little town where I preached and knock on the door, can't find a sinner. Everybody, their pastor is telling them smooth things and telling them they're all right with God when they're all wrong with God. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said God exalted His Word even above His name. How in the world can we take a old revised, reverse translation, amen, that gives us a paraphrase and a commentary type of message, that's not really the King James, amen, version of the Bible, and substitute everything. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. And just not study the Bible and just take what we want and leave the rest. We're going to be in trouble. We can't back up. We can't swerve around it. Praise God. One man told me, he said, I figured out what that scripture means when it said rest the Scripture. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, it's people that hear the Bible and then just go home and get in their easy chair and rest. I said, well, I don't know. You reckon that's what that means? The word rest, it means to pervert it or twist it. Huh? You know, the devil's been doing that for years. Amen. God said you can eat of all the trees in the garden except the tree of life. And the devil said, you know, God said you couldn't eat of none of the trees of the garden. He didn't say that. He said you can eat of all the trees of the garden. He twisted the scripture around, muddled her mind, and her carnal spirit just grasped on to a perversion of the gospel. Oh, I wish I could help you tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, we need a generation that'll stand upon the Bible and what thus saith the Word of God. Paul said, I'm not ashamed. You want to have revival? Amen. You're not going to go out and make coconut pies and court the world with their own things. Amen. You're going to have to preach the gospel to them. The unadulterated, uncompromised, pure Bible. Amen. That'll convert a soul. Looking into the perfect law of liberty. How many's got confidence in the Bible? Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. There are some things tonight we cannot afford to compromise. Amen. God gave the children of Israel, the priests, the recipe called the apothecary. He gave them the oil, gave them the exact recipe. And He said, don't make any like it. Don't even try to imitate it. Amen. Two of the sons of the priest brought strange fire down Is anybody helping me preach tonight? They brought strange fire down, offered it on the altar, and God let them die right there on the altar. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's some things we can't fool with. Amen. And the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God and the Word of the Lord and the principles of the Bible and our holiness convictions, the way we live inwardly, outwardly, walk and talk, dress and look and act, it must be governed by what thus saith the Word of the Lord. Amen. Where is the stability, amen, of the church world in this day that knows what they believe and believes what they know and stand firm on the Bible? And when Pharaoh says, you can go thus, say, I'm not leaving one hoof. I'm going to take it all. I'm not compromising. Amen. But I'm going to live the Bible. Hallelujah. You know, there's a shifting in this day. The Bible said there'd be a great falling away. There's an instability. That's right. When Jacob called his sons in, he had one son, his oldest. He came before him and he said, Reuben, you're my firstborn, you're the first of my strength. But said, you're unstable as water. You know what water will do? Water will take the shape of whatever container it's in. Huh? That's right. It's like that old that lizard, camellia. Whatever the weather season changes, that old dude will change colors on you. Huh? How many still loves the preacher tonight? Huh? That old camellia lizard will change to meet its environment so that it don't stand out. Brother, we got too many folks that are ashamed of the gospel that don't want to stand out with the world, so they just change colors. But brother, we're dying, amen, for somebody, amen, like Naboth, when it came time for him to decide whether to sell the possession God gave him or refuse Ahab and Jezebel. He said, I can't sell because God told me not to sell. Amen. Help me preach a little while. Amen. God told me not to. And so I'll die before I'll sell out. Brother and sister, Reuben was unstable. Amen. One thing about it, the Bible said he went up to his father's couch. He had sinned against his father. Amen. And brother, sin gets in the camp. There's an instability in people's lives. They can't stand when there's sin and weakness. Unstable as water, Reuben, you shall not excel. Can you make your mind up? What are you going to do? He couldn't decide. He didn't really want to sell Joseph, but he couldn't make his mind up. He couldn't take a stand. So he just said nothing more and let him sell him on into Egypt. When it came time the tribe of Reuben to go to battle with Deborah and Barak, he was over there with his flocks, saying, having great searchings of heart, saying, should I or should I not? Huh? Just should I fight for God or should I not fight for God? I'm going to tell you, we better make up our mind that we're not going to compromise. Huh? Somebody say amen tonight. Somebody say amen in this house tonight. There are some things tonight that we can't afford to compromise on. Hear me. We're in a weak society. But the God of heaven will give us the ability. Ephesians 6 said, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I hope I've helped you tonight. Amen. I want to preach to you. We cannot back up on the Bible, on the Spirit and the truth and the blood and the power of the Son of God. We can't back up. Those old landmarks, my. Amen. You know why Moses, he wouldn't leave his children? It would have been foolish for him to left his children behind. How far do you think those adults are going to get away from them children? What about the next generation? It would have been foolish for him to have left them there to be Egyptians, because they'd have died off. You know what's going to happen to us if we don't, amen, claim the next generation for God? When we die off, the building will be empty. We can't compromise our children. Hear me? We can't compromise our future. Amen. We must take a stand.